KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a partly sunny sky, mostly cloudy otherwise, and we have a 65 degrees, looking forward to be partly cloudy, a high of 86 today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Topping the news, thunderstorms that blasted through eastern Nebraska into Iowa toppled trees, overturned semi-trailers, knocked out power to hundreds of homes and businesses, and spawned short-lived tornadoes. The National Weather Service said two drivers were taken to a hospital and other drivers suffered minor injuries Monday when straight-line winds topping 80 miles per hour knocked over nine semis on Interstate 29 in Fremont County. The post office in Sydney, Iowa, lost its roof. Three farm storage buildings were destroyed 3 miles south of Thurman in Fremont County, and shingles were blown off of homes in Montgomery County, the town of Coburg. In Red Oak, winds gusted up to near 60 miles per hour, while in Bedford, Clarinda, and Newmarket, winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour were reported. Authorities say several homes were damaged in Lake Wakanda community of Cass County, Nebraska. Brief tornado touchdowns were reported near Cedar Lake, Louisville, Murray, and Table Rock, Nebraska, and hail the size of golf balls was reported in the Gretna, Nebraska area. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet in their boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic this morning to canvass the results of last Tuesday's primary election. Their meeting begins at 8 a.m. Unofficial results from the election showed Mark T. O'Brien was the Republican winner for the District 2 Board of Supervisors seats, a seat that is, with 154 votes to Republican challenger Pat McCurdy's 137. And the Board of Supervisors District 3, Republican John Hartkopf was the winner over fellow Republicans Dana Halder and Linda Templeman. Hartkopf garnered 161 votes last Tuesday, Halder 157, and Templeman 103. The winners move on to the November general election. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrested two men early this morning, 22-year-old Damon Lee Gregory and 27-year-old Larry James Snyder Jr., both of West Point, were taken into custody at around 12:45 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Gregory was also cited for failure to hold a valid driver's license and no insurance. Both men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond each. Red Oak Police were assisted at the scene by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that around 1:15 a.m. today, deputies with his sheriff's office were called to the 500 block of O Street in Hamburg for a noise complaint. Deputies made several attempts to make contact with the resident where the noise was coming from. They were finally able to locate 32-year-old Isaac Hayes, who was lying motionless on the floor. Deputies gained entrance into the home and identified Hayes as being highly intoxicated. He was taken into custody for disorderly conduct and transported to the Fremont County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Hayes has previously been arrested twice in the last 2 weeks for the same incidents. A traffic stop Friday afternoon in Pottawatomie County resulted in a citation for 40-year-old Jason Thomas Goins of Council Bluffs. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that Goins was cited for driving while revoked and then released from the scene of the traffic stop near 240th and Railroad Highway. And Saturday evening, two deputies on routine patrol noticed a 2014 Chevy Cruze parked on a trail near Valley View Drive near Mall Drive. A man and woman were outside the vehicle in a verbal disturbance with each other, and after interviewing both parties, deputies arrested Jeremy Park of Council Bluffs on a bench warrant for failure to appear. The woman was interviewed and allowed to leave with the vehicle. In our funeral announcements, Marilyn York, age 77, of State Center, died June the 3rd at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Marilyn York will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Kennedy Sharp, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Kennedy Sharp will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. William Wilbur Todd, age 60, of Carson, died June 6th. Funeral services for Wilbur Todd will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. Maxine Hepker, age 92, of Orient, died Saturday at the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston. Funeral services for Maxine Hepker will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Sarah Martison, age 68, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Sarah Martison will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Phyllis M. Hansen, age 97, of Harlan, died June 9th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Phyllis Hansen will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gary Baker, age 51, of Atlantic, died June the 8th at Emanuel Medical Center in Omaha. A Celebration of Life luncheon for Gary Baker will be Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the First Church of Christ here in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Francis Kirchhoff, age 68, of rural Manning, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Mark Kirchhoff will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Robert Campbell, age 77, who's formerly of Audubon, died June the 5th in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Bob Campbell will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Grace Lutheran Church in Des Moines. Charles D. Veith, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A gathering of family and friends for Charles Veith will be held Friday at 3:30 at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Stanley Fender, age 92, of rural Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Stanley Fender will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.